To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. We're late. Been one of those Mondays. I'm sure you've had one of those Mondays before, and I'm having one of those Mondays. It is the 23rd of May, 2022. We got that best technology news that's been going on over the weekend, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Could Electronic Arts be for sale? Kind of looking that way, or at least maybe a merger of some sort. Coming from a whole bunch of different sources, EA's actually had some business dealings with Disney, Apple, and even Amazon. The strongest rumors have been coming from the folks over at Puck. They were saying, within their findings anyways, the company's actually held numerous meetings with various companies. And even though Disney and Apple and Amazon are at the forefront, they've talked to others, though there's no confirmation of what those other companies are right now. It seems everything is on the table to an actual merger, to a complete buyout, to a partnership. However, though, there was a PR release over the weekend from EA saying they are remaining a company of its own for now. And any talk of dealing with other companies currently is just complete hearsay. Well, we'll just have to wait and see how long the hearsay lasts. Speaking of merging together, I don't think this is going to be a complete company merger, but they're definitely working together. Xiaomi and Leica. Yeah, the ones that make the cameras. There have been rumors the two were going to be working together, but they were just rumors. That all is now confirmed, however, though, stating that the two have been co-developing a flagship smartphone that supposedly will be launching July of this year. Now, obviously, this is going to be Xiaomi's attempt at trying to corner the people out there that just need the best camera they can possibly have on a smartphone. And even though most photographers out there, it's always best to have your DSLR at the ready, it may help Xiaomi, at least in the end, give consumers a reason to go to their brand. Not the first time we've seen it, obviously, either. In the past, Nokia's done it a few times. Yeah, I remember Nokia. And most recently, Oppo and OnePlus. They actually started releasing handsets that were jointly developed with Hasselblad. As far as all the lovely little specs we'd love to hear about this upcoming smartphone, unfortunately, Xiaomi doesn't have those for us. So definitely, it's going to be a few months, if not July, when we hear what this thing's all about. And finally, still running iOS 10 or iOS 11? Well, chances are you're running an older iPhone. And if you're using WhatsApp on those phones, meaning an iPhone 5 or an iPhone 5C, well, if you're using WhatsApp on those phones, you won't be using it anymore. WhatsApp is ending support for iOS 10 and 11. Yes, a support article has actually came on out with WhatsApp, and it's noted that the company is now recommending iOS 12 and above. So all of you still out there that love your iPhone 5S, 6, 6S, yeah, you can go, whoo, thank goodness. Now, obviously, this won't affect too many people out there. But the ones that it is affecting, yeah, it's probably time. Just upgrade. You'll feel better at the end of the day. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for everything happening at the British Tech Network, including all the BTN shows, britishtechnetwork.com. That would include, of course, the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show as well. Also, don't forget to check us out on our social media destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech, and the community, of course. That's where you really need to be, and come on over. We'd love to have you. What's taking you so long? You can find us there at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, hopefully a little bit earlier. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Monday's going well for you. Have a great day ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.